More than 10 years ago, I went on my yeshiva's Poland trip. And I was really excited for it until I found out that I was a kohen and I couldn't do some of the things, maybe many of the things, that the itinerary demanded. I figured Kivrei Tzadikim would be okay for a kohen to go to. And I find out, no, that's not a thing. Is it a thing? Maybe it's a thing. Who thinks it's a thing? Who's heard this before? The Kivrei Tzadikim were not metamim. No one? No one wants to help me out? Can Kohanim go to Maris Machpelah? I'm asking for a friend. What do you think? The idea of Tumas Meis takes the beginning part of Parshas Chukas, and the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah 398 discusses in general the mitzvah for a person to observe the laws of Tumas Meis and to stay away from the Beis HaMikdash if they become Tamei, to go through the whole Para Aduma ritual to purify themselves. And when it gets to Misharshi HaMitzvah, the idea behind Tumas Meis, where does it come from? Why is Tumas Meis so serious? The Sefer HaChinuch refers you back to his comments in Parshas Emor, Mitzvah 263, where he talks about Kohanim specifically and why they can't come in contact with Tumas Meis. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes that living creatures are a conglomerate of a guf and a neshama. The guf is supposed to serve the purpose of allowing the neshama to interact with this world, to do mitzvos, to improve people's lives, and to do avodas Hashem. But many times it's the guf that leads the neshama astray. It doesn't allow a person to capitalize on all that potential. And to symbolize this, Sefer HaChinuch explains, that's why when a person passes away, when the neshama and the guf are separated, there is an impurity to the guf when it's in isolation. To indicate that the guf is the part that weighs the neshama down, it brings impurity to the world, it veers the neshama off of its course, away from its mission in life. And in a way, when the neshama is separated, the guf with that void has that degeneration, has that sense of impurity, has that sense of tumma, to indicate that a guf that's not guided by the neshama, a guf absent the influence and the mission of the neshama, is tame, is a lowly thing to remind all of us to make sure our neshamos are in charge and we're not having our bodies lead our neshamos astray. And as a proof to his Misharshi HaMitzvah, as his proof for his reasoning that this is why Tumas Meis exists, and Tumas Meis, Chazal say, is the Avi Avos HaTumma. It is the paradigm for all other types of Tumma, of Sheretz and Avela and Saras and Ida and Zav and all types of Tumma. They have the root in the idea of death and the idea of loss of something, loss of potential. The real Avi Avos HaTumma is Misa, because it symbolizes that the guf weighs down the neshama, and when they're separated, the guf, void of the neshama, is a tameh thing. His proof to that is the fact that the Chazal say, Misas tzadikim eina metamim. That's his proof. He takes that Chazal very seriously. Where is that Chazal? He quotes me Yerushalmi, he quotes me Medrash and Mishlei. Chazal have this expression that Tumas tzadikim maybe isn't a thing. Maybe when a tzadik passes away, it's not a thing. And he explains according to his theme, if the only reason why a body is tameh when the neshama loses, neshama departs, is because the guf weighed down the neshama, that wouldn't be true of a tzaddik. A tzaddik who doesn't have that problem, a tzaddik who's not weighed down by their guf, a tzaddik who uses their guf only for wonderful things, when that neshama leaves the guf, there's no problem. And maybe that's why he suggests, Chazal say, Misa tzaddikim einam etamim. Wow. He takes that quite literally. Based on the Ramban in this week's Parsha, also discusses the idea behind Misa, or the idea behind Tumas Meis. The Ramban also writes, those who die with Nashika, those who are great tzaddikim, maybe it's hard to tell who's a tzaddik of this level, a tzaddik of that level, but still the idea, the gadol, in general, that to think about the Misas HaGuf, Misas HaNeshama, will be different for a tzaddik versus not a tzaddik. The Medrash that the Sefer HaChinuch is alluding to, I mentioned before, is in Medrash and Mishlei. Medrash tells the story of Rabbi Akiva's passing. Rabbi Akiva, who was captured by the Romans, we know from other stories, was tortured to death, and a very famous story about him saying Kriyat Shema at that moment. After he died, he was still in Roman captivity, and the Jewish people wanted to get his body back to give it a proper kavod acharon. And the Medrash tells the story of Eliyahu Navi, who went to one of the Rabbi Akiva's students, Rabbi Yoshua, and said, come, we have to get the body back. And Eliyahu says, I'm a Kohen, I can't actually deal with the body myself, I need your help to get the body. So they go together to get Rabbi Akiva's body, and in the end, they carry the body together. And Rabbi Yeshua says, didn't you tell me before that you were a Kohen, Eliyahu Hanavi? He's Pinchas, at the end of Parshas Balak. Didn't you tell me you're a Kohen? How can you carry the body? And he says back to him, Misa tzadikim eina metamim. Rabbi Akiva is a tremendous tzadik, and therefore there's no tumah. Now, how seriously do you take that? Tosfos and Bava Metzia says, nah, he was just trying to push him off. You don't want to deal with him right now. Rabbi Akiva was a mace mitzvah. That's why it was allowed even for a Kohen. But maybe really we don't take that too seriously. In fact, there are other Gemaras that seem to indicate that Mises Tzadikim is a real thing. The Gemara Maseches Sukkah and Daf Chafei talks about those who asked for a Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara asks, how do these people become Tameh? What does the Gemara say? People who were involved in carrying the casket of? Yosef. Was he a Tzadik? Yosef HaTzadik. He is the one who we call the Tzadik. And they became Tameh from carrying Yosef's body. What do you see? Even Mises Tzadikim creates Tumah. They weren't Kohanim in that story, but you see Mises Tzadikim does create Tumah. There's another Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Nunches tells about Rabbi Binah. Rabbi Binah was one at the end of the Tanaim period, and his job, he went around to Maris Machpelah, and he was marking off graves. He took some chalk, and he was clearly delineating where the graves began and where the graves ended. Gemara has a fascinating story of him talking to Eliyahu Navi, but what the Avos are up to in the afterworld, very, very fascinating Gemara. And most of the Rishonim, the Rashbam, Tosfos, the Rif, they all say, why was he marking off graves? Marking off graves, so Kohanim, no, we're not to go. What was he marking off? Maris and Machpelah. Who's buried in Maris and Machpelah? The Tzadikim. And even so, you see, he took it very seriously, even for Tzadikim. Kohanim can't go to Maris and Machpelah. Kohanim can't go there. Yaakov Emden wants to argue that he always has very phenomenal ideas. He says, no, maybe he was marking off the graves not for Kohanim to stay away. He was marking off the graves so people could know where to come daven. How are you going to daven by Maris and Machpelah if you don't know where exactly Maris and Machpelah is? Maybe that's why he was marking off the graves. That being the case, despite that the Sefer HaChinuch quotes this as if he paskins this way to explain the Shorash HaMitzvah, none of the poskim accept that lahalacha. None of the poskim accept that a Kohen is allowed to become Tameh, even to a kever of the Tzadikim. It's often hard to know who qualifies as a Tzadik in this case, but if Yosef had Tzadik, if the Avos and the Imos and Maris and Machpelah would not qualify, then there's probably nothing for Kohanim to rely on, and that explains my Poland trip all those years ago. But the takeaway to think about, the Sefer HaChinuch's idea, about that Misa represents the loss of potential, the loss of using the guf, using our lives toward Avodas Hashem, should be an inspiration for all of us to think about all the ways we can capitalize to use both our guf and our neshama for Avodas Hashem.